Yeah, 20 points to 13 to Ireland, but the last 3 minutes, Italy have been attacking in the round of 22. Oh, and there goes an interception. James Lowe, but unfortunately, well, he's got rid of one player. He's gone to ground. It's going to be very interesting. I mean, the game now is 20-13. Ireland now could have an opportunity of scoring a final try after Italy being in command for most of that last 5 minutes. The referee then gives a penalty, but that'll be time up. We've played 82 minutes, 27 seconds on the clock, and certainly from a game point of view, maybe not the greatest game of rugby, but the excitement up until that 82nd minute was superb. As we speak here, she actually is going to play this line-out, it looks like. I thought because it was the time was up, is that it? But just to go over the first part of what happened in the first half, it was 10-5 to Italy. Ireland scored first when Jamie Osborne, the full-back, went over at the post, but unfortunately the conversion was missed. Then Garbisi, the Italian out-half, he kicked the penalty, and then he converted the try by Cotera, the Italian prop, from a 5-metre line-out drive. So that took it down to 10-10 all at half-time. 17 minutes into the second half came a vital score. Ireland really got it together in this particular part of the game. And a face play let Robert Ballacombe get over. He dived over. Crawley had come on then for Prendergast at out half, and he slotted over a very difficult conversion, making it 17 points to 10. Then a few minutes later, Crawley had the opportunity of a penalty, which he nailed, making it 20 points to 10. And then on the 65th minute, Garbisi then slotted over another penalty, leaving it 20-13. But at the moment here, there's a bit of, I don't know what's going on. Oh, the ref, they have now announced that the game is over. So the final score is Ireland 20, Italy 13. But I don't think that Andy Farrell will be overpleased with the performance of the Ireland team. Fair play to Italy. They stuck at it to the very, very end. Ireland took their chances and Italy didn't. But there's still a lot of work to be done because next week they go to Twickenham. And we all know what England are like at the moment at this time. They made changes for this game. He brought on Tadhg Furlong in the second half. Some of them worked, but I thought Jack Crawley, when he came on at out half, made a big difference and stabilised the back line, and they ran much better. Defensively, they were very, very good and had to be because Italy were superb at times with their ball skills and handling. But overall, from a spectator point of view, a great game of rugby. Ireland take 4 points from this game. Italy take one for a losing by 7 points. So at the moment, both teams are still going, but next week it's going to be very, very interesting to see what selection Andy Farrell makes next week and how the game is going to go against England. So final score here from a tremendously excited Aviva Stadium in Dublin in Ireland's second Six Nations of 26 was Ireland 20, Italy 13.